It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Untold Story podcast. I'm Martha McCallum, and I'm really happy to have you all with me today. And I'm especially happy to be joined by my friend, Nicole Sapphire. She is a board-certified radiologist, and you all know her as a Fox News medical contributor, expert, and just basically someone that we've all really come to know and love over the last few years. And we're really always grateful for her advice. And she's such a measured, intelligent woman and doctor, and we're grateful for her input always. So she's got a great new book, and it's called Love Mom, Inspiring Stories Celebrating Motherhood. And it's out April 16th, obviously just in time for Mother's Day. So that's a big wind up. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you so much, Martha. Excited to be on with you. And you're missing one big part about the book. Yeah, it's my book. You know, my story may be chapter one, but you're in the book too.
I am in the book too. I was really honored to be asked to write a chapter about my mom, and who's very special to me. I miss her every single day. But I actually want to start by talking about your chapter, because I think you have a really courageous and beautiful story. And for people who don't know your story of motherhood, can you share some of that with us today?
Absolutely. So Martha, you know me, I am an open book, and I kind of always have been that way, because I truly believe that putting forth our authentic self is, you know, what's important if we're going to be in the public eye. And so I've always tried to stay true to that. And while, you know, maybe my, you know, beginning into motherhood was less than traditional, you know, and some may even look upon it as, you know, a negative, I think it's very important for me to be honest about it. And so, you know, my motherhood journey started probably well before than I anticipated it to. I found out I was pregnant when I was 17. It was somewhere between my junior and senior year of high school. And, you know, I had a lot going on at the time. I was dealing with some depression because of an injury, you know, as a competitive gymnast, a lot of emotions. As an adolescent female, we have a lot of emotions as is, but I was dealing with some, you know, maybe a little bit more. So I found out I was pregnant, and, you know, this was a difficult time in the sense that it was a lonely time. I had a lot of people around me saying, you know, if you continue with the pregnancy, you probably aren't going to reach those professional aspirations that I had. I mean, I knew I wanted to be a doctor since well before high school. Ultimately, I did make the decision to continue on with the pregnancy. I felt that I had been given a role that was to protect this child growing inside of me. And, it's hard to really put into words all the emotions that I felt. It was very isolating. I leaned really hard on my faith. I think I had my teen Bible constantly by my side, highlighted in all different colors, because I needed to draw some inspiration. And it was my mom during this time who essentially said to me, whatever it is that you decide to do, I'm going to be by your side. And just knowing that I had that unwavering support from my mother, you know, told me that I could do it. And while the world, it felt like the world was telling me I wasn't going to ever, you know, make it into the person that I wanted to be, I pretty much spent the last 24 years trying to prove them wrong. And my son now, he just turned 24 last week. He's graduated from college. He's finishing up flight school to be a commercial pilot. And he's an amazing big brother to his two younger brothers now. So maybe it wasn't the most planned event of my life, but getting pregnant at a younger age and essentially growing up as a mother really turned me into the person I am today.
I hope so many people listen to your story and understand it, Nicole, because you made an obviously difficult choice. You made a choice that a lot of people don't make. And you look at your son now, and I'm sure, you know, I mean, not every time you look at him, but often you must think, you so easily couldn't be here.
You know, it's interesting. Every year on his birthday, his father, who is not my husband, we were never married, but he is a constant in his life. His every birthday, he will send me a message that says, thank you for making the choice that you made, because that was my sole choice at that time. And he acknowledges that. And a lot of people in our life acknowledges that if I had gone on what maybe their recommendation was, he wouldn't be here. And he truly turned out to be an incredible human being. And we truly did grow up together. He was at my high school graduate. My son was at my high school graduation. My mother was holding him up in the stands as a newborn for all to see. And he was at my college graduation, my medical school graduation. And we truly have grown up together. And you know, I would love to say that was all rainbows and butterflies. There were some really hard times. I mean, being a young mother, going to school, I had to make the decision to leave him when I left for medical school initially, because I didn't know how I was going to do it. Raising him, keeping him in school, myself dealing with medical school. So that's when my parents really stepped in. And then also getting married and having a blended family. You know, there's a lot of trials and tribulations in life. I mean, we all deal with them. And I really talk about them in the book because, you know, I think people sometimes see us on TV and think that we are so composed and so put together. And, you know, we put our best foot forward on social media like everyone does. But at the end of the day, we deal with the same struggles, you know, same insecurities, same hardships as everybody. And so it's important to be honest about them.
You know, it sure is. And I love the fact that your mom was in the stands holding your son at your graduation. I mean, what an incredible testament by her, because she was essentially also having another baby, right?
That's right. So she was grandma before she was 40. Yeah. And we actually have a picture of her holding him up for the world to see in the stands.
I love beautiful. That. That is amazing. And what about when you met your husband, who is also a doctor, a surgeon, and how did you approach it when you first met him? You know, by the way, I know I might look like this, you know, young, beautiful woman who's on her way through medical school, but I also have a child.
Yeah, you know, so it's really interesting in the sense that I met my husband when I was still in medical school. He was a little farther along in his career at that point. He was in his fellowship, and everyone knew that I was a mom. It was never anything that was hidden. You know, I think I introduced myself, "Hi, my name's Nicole and I'm a single mother." Like we need to have a moment where I'm going to finally tell him I'm a mom. Like anyone who knew me, whether I met them or not, they knew that I was a mom. And so it wasn't that hard. He decided to pursue me knowing that I was a mother. And you know, that really meant a lot. And he has been a constant ever since for my son. And even right now, you know, a few years ago, my son got into a car accident, a fender bender. But I mean, he called my husband, Paul. My husband was in the middle of surgery, brain surgery, and he gets the phone call that he's in an accident. Wow. And you know, that's the person he calls. That's his person. And it means the world to me that he is so comfortable and he feels so secure with my husband, because you don't always get that. And having blended families, it is not easy. It is challenging. And we had to work really hard at it, especially during those tumultuous adolescent years. I mean, it was not easy. I don't think it's easy for anyone raising teenagers, but especially hard when you kind of are introducing new people into the situation. So, you know, it was a lot of hard work, but they have a beautiful relationship now.
The Untold Story continues right after this.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Tell me about your decision to write this book. You've written other books that are medical and really insightful in terms of what people need to understand about their health, but this book's different.
Yeah, it certainly is. So health policy has always been a passion of mine, which is why my last two books are essentially written about health policy and how we can be better versions of our health or ourselves, you know, physically and mentally, and kind of pointing out some of the policies that make it difficult for us. But just like I'm passionate about health policy, I'm equally as passionate about being a mother. And, you know, in today's day and age, you kind of see there's so much more support when it comes to, you know, when someone's faced with a decision, when they have an unexpected pregnancy. It seems like there's so much more support to go towards the abortion route. And it's not highlighted as much and supported as much. Well, what if you want to try and have this baby, even if you're in an unfavorable situation? And I think a lot of people kind of get in situations where, you know, they do believe what the world is telling them. If you continue on with this pregnancy, you're not going to make it. You know, and my story is not unique. There are stories all across the world of women kind of doing what I did, but I thought it was really important to put it to paper so that people can see, even if the world's telling you you can't, you can. If you just lean on your faith, your family, your friends, you can get there. It just takes a lot of hard work, you know, some setbacks, but you'll get there. And so when it came to writing about my story, while I'm proud of my story, you know, I'm still living my story, it's not over yet, I also thought, wouldn't it be incredible to share so many more stories so that we could have an even bigger reach? Because while some people may relate to my story or draw inspiration from my story, not everyone will. So I thought it was really important to highlight other women's stories so that anyone who reads this book can truly be inspired and relate to some of the stories. And so we touch on so many different topics in this book. As you know, we talk on miscarriage, you know, illness, cancer, depression, blended families, divorce, adoption, you know, kind of everything, because it's important to highlight, you know, motherhood is not all rosy. And there's a lot of challenges that come along with it. But at the end of the day, there's nothing more beautiful than being a mom.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that occurred to me when you were talking about your story is the idea that people are counseled towards abortion. You know, I wonder, it's not as if that makes everything go away, right? There's still things that you live with and struggle with either way, whether you choose to continue the pregnancy or whether you choose to end it, there's going to be complications and difficulties as a ramification of either choice, right?
Yeah, and kind of the attitude that I see a lot in our country, unfortunately, I talked a lot about this in Make America Healthy Again, is the whole instant gratification. Like, we want something and we want it right now. We want it fast. And so for a lot of people, you know, the narrative around abortion sometimes is, well, this is a quick and easy way to get rid of, you know, what you're perceiving as a mistake. Let's just quickly get rid of it, move on, and we'll be fine. But at the end of the day, that's not what happens, because sure, maybe physically you no longer are present and you are not going to have a baby at the end of your term, but you are going to live with those emotional and mental scars for your entire life. Because while you make the decision to let go of the pregnancy, at the end of the day, you are destroying a life that was growing inside of you. And that's a lot. That's a lot to take in. And maybe it won't affect you in that moment, but I guarantee over time, it will. Those thoughts do start creeping back, and it's a lot. And so unless you continue to have support to talk about that, you know, that is that now you're going to be dealing with that, and that may affect you in your future life.
Talk to me a little bit about some of the things that surprised you when you interviewed some of our colleagues for the book, Nicole.
You know, Martha, one of the things that I did when we were kind of coming up with who we wanted to be in the book, as soon as I started talking to everyone, yourself included, you know, one of the biggest things that I wanted to make sure people knew was, if you're going to be in the book, you have to be your authentic self. I really need you to peel back the layers of the onions. Let's not just give them, you know, an overview of what they kind of already know about you from watching you on TV. Like, you need to kind of be a little bit more genuine. And so that was something that I wanted to get into. And so yourself, Ainsley Earhart, Kaylee McEnany, Janice Dean, and so many more, you know, we talk about things that, you know, you wouldn't know just by following them on Twitter or, you know, watching them on TV. And it's interesting to me how many women really just point to their own mothers as source of inspiration and strength. And whether their moms are still with us or not, you know, they still play a very active role every single day in just the women that we have become. But one of my favorite things about the book is, as you know, because I've told you, I've been able to take little pieces of advice from each of the moms and incorporate it into my daily life. I've told you, the Sapphire household, we already now, the boys are all doing their homework together at the kitchen counter, because I just thought that was such a great thing that you did with your children. Ainsley Earhart had a fantastic quote in hers that essentially, like, everything is by the season. This is something that someone said to her, that, you know, if you're having a difficult time with your child right now, it's just the season, you know, it's not forever. And so while that season may be difficult, you know, the next season may be beautiful. And so to just kind of keep that in mind, like, things are always changing. And so there's so many more. And as you know, it's not just Fox moms in this book. I was able to ask other moms that I know. One of them's my patient, actually, who, I mean, her story is just beyond incredible. She dealt with multiple cancer diagnoses during COVID while raising three children. And it is an incredible story. I also brought in a gold star mom that I know, that I've known for decades. She's one of the most inspirational women I've ever met. She's beautiful inside and out. And she tells us her story. And we also included a couple of Fox viewer stories. So we put out on Fox and Friends asking for people to write in and tell us the story about their mom and why they should be in the book. And we went through about over 100 submissions and we picked two of these stories that were just so incredible. And I just really can't wait for everyone to read them.
You know, we did a special together, which everybody's going to be able to see on Fox Nation. And I really enjoyed doing it so much. And I love listening to Sandra and to Janice, and you know, it was just really moving to me, because I feel like we all kind of plow through our days. We all have really stacked calendars. And as I said, you know, I don't think people realize how much we do when we're not on the air, you know, to make all of this happen. And you are having a whole other career when you're not on the air. But, you know, I feel like Janice's story is very compelling. She's really a fighter. And I remember when she was diagnosed with MS, and I remember her also being so open about it and talking to everyone about it. And that is her way as well, which I give her so much credit for. And now she's become this real advocate for other people who struggle with MS. And, you know, I wonder how you felt about your conversations with her as a doctor about that.
So Janice's interview, I mean, brought me to tears multiple times. And I have just always been inspired by her for so long. You know, I also have an autoimmune disease, but I certainly am not as public about it as she is, for a lot of different reasons. And so I look to her and I just am in awe of how she is so open with friends, family, and the public about what she's going through. Because, you know, sometimes we do like to put our best foot forward and we don't necessarily want to, you know, appear weak to people. And she never appears weak. She shows what she is going through, but all of a sudden it's in a way of, wow, how strong she is. And, you know, and she didn't sugarcoat anything in her chapter. In fact, she started out like, I didn't ever plan on being a mom. It wasn't really my thing, you know? And she talks about how her life evolved and how motherhood just came to her. And it was such an important message, because we all kind of think, you know, sometimes we're groomed to thinking, well, we have to do this. You know, we graduate college and then we do this and then we do this. And part of that is always, well, we have to become mothers. And she didn't really ascribe to that. But she has just become the most amazing mom, raising two beautiful boys while also being, you know, a warrior for those suffering from multiple sclerosis, and now also for nursing home, you know, the nursing home deaths and the victims during COVID. And it is just incredible how she's able to take some adversity and turn it into something for the positive just based on her strength.
Yeah, so true. And Janice and I, we shared an office on our first day at Fox. And literally it was a former closet and they put two desks in it. And I knew who she was because I used to listen to her on IMUS, and I thought she was hilarious. So I was really excited to be sitting with a celebrity in this little tiny office. And, you know, it was kind of like roommates, you know, in college, you just kind of start chatting and you're working, but you know, you're in this literally like 8x10 space. And I remember her telling me early on, she was like, yeah, I don't want to have kids. And I was surprised by it, because you do, you know, I guess I had three kids by that point. They were babies, but, you know, she was just very matter of fact about it. And I do love how her story unfolded and how she fell in love with Sean, and how then it just became the most natural thing in the world to her to want to have her boys. But, you know, this is one thing I talk to, young women about. I feel like you talk about the structure that people expect their lives to go through. And I feel like it's gotten even more that way. And that's why I love your story, because I feel like everyone plans and schedules absolutely everything. Well, this isn't a good time for me to have a baby. And look at you, look at your extraordinary success and the beauty of your life and your family. And, oh, well, when I have my baby, I'm going to have it on this day because that's more convenient than having it on another day. And I want to get married when I'm this age. And I really try to say to people, you know, some of the best parts of life are the surprises and the unpredictability of life, and learning that, you know, I know that you believe that God has a plan for all of us, and I do too, and that we're not really in control. We might think we are, but that's kind of not true, as we all know. And so I kind of encourage younger women to let go of that a little bit and to see where life takes you, and not, you know, not try to do everything on this schedule, because, you know, life is what happens when you're making other plans, when God has other plans for you, something like that. But I think it's really true. And a lot of the spontaneity and the best stories in your book are the things that happen that people never expected and how they dealt with them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Carly Shimkus, one of the newest mommies at Fox, she's also in the book, and she talks about that. She's like, there is never a good time to have a baby. So you just have the baby and you figure it out. And she's right. You know, she and her husband had a long distance relationship when they were dating, when they were engaged, and when they were married, and when they were trying to conceive. It was only after baby that they're like, maybe we should live in the same state. And I loved that, because I also had a long distance relationship for a while with my husband. And so if she were to say, no, we're just going to have to keep waiting until we, you know, live together while they're both pursuing their professions, you know, maybe that would have never happened for them. And now she has never been happier. And I loved the fact that she's like, it is certainly not convenient for me to have a baby right now when I host the morning show and I wake up at 1:30 in the morning, but I'm going to do it because I want to be a mommy.
Well, I, you know, you have to be about four things today. You are such an amazing person, and you've written a book, and you've written several books, and you are such a fantastic contributor to Fox, and always are such a great voice, as I said, of intelligence and reason and experience. So I thank you for being with us this morning. Nicole, it's great to see you as always, and congratulations, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. The book is called Love Mom, Inspiring Stories Celebrating Motherhood. And I highly recommend this. It's a great book to give your mom, or to give your friends who are moms, or younger women who are not moms yet, who will be really inspired by all of these stories. And it will be out April 16th, which is just a few days away.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us. And thank you for joining both Nicole and I on The Untold Story this morning. I'm Martha McCallum. We will see you next time.
You've been listening to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure to rate and review. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with the Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.